You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, we've been doing this show, almost 6 years now?
Crazy,
goodness,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. One of my very favorite guests is on the show today. I think he's in the Real Estate Show Hall of Fame.
He probably is. He's probably been on the show 5 times or so.
Probably so. So let's welcome back Monty Hewitt. He is the President and Chief Officer of Design for Monty Hewitt Homes. Monty, welcome back.
Thank you.
Always good to see you, sir. Appreciate you making time. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful if you swing in by. Quite certain our audience is familiar with you and your work, but take a quick second, tell us a bit about you, your background, and give us that overview of what Monty Hewitt Homes is all about.
Well, I've been a home builder since 1984 and started building houses in 1988. I have a construction management degree from Colorado State and moved to Atlanta. Worked for another home builder till 2000 and started Monty Hewitt Homes in 2000.
So let's talk a little bit about Monty Hewitt Homes and your approach and what makes the company different.
Well, over the years, initially when we came to Atlanta, we were kind of building a more standard production-oriented product. And as time went on, I moved to the company towards a more customized product. And in the early 1990s, I was building in a lot of outer locations, large subdivisions in Woodstock, Lawrenceville, Alpharetta, and really started to see the impact of traffic and the importance of location in Atlanta. And so I really changed directions and started looking at infill sites. And that was Buckhead, that was Smyrna, Vinings. And as we moved towards those sites, our business model had to change because in the standard subdivision prototypical product is you have 5 floor plans and you just put them on the various lots and you just roll. But it's the exact opposite when you come into town, because when you come into town, you may have a 20 lot deal and 11 different lot sizes. And so I found ourselves having to customize the product and start to do product for each location. And as we did that, we also started finding ourselves having to, you know, get into a more density environment because the land costs more. And so that also put us into townhomes and things like that. And so I was building in various communities, Ashford Park, Smyrna, and looking at places that were at the time fringe areas, but pretty clearly that, you know, the market was coming, the location's so good. You know, Smyrna in the early 1990s, when I looked at that, it was pretty rough over there. But I'm building in Town Lake Hills, and I'm going, like, if you work in Buckhead or work at the airport, it just doesn't work very good. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got drawn into some of these locations. You know, from Smyrna, you can get to the airport, Buckhead, Vinings, Perimeter Center. So I went to the early 90s and in 2000s, really just looking for good infill locations, but doing a pretty standardized, you know, really good product. And when the recession hit, I had a lot of time on my hands to really kind of see where we were going next. And I spent a lot of time in communities and looking at neighborhoods, and I would drive around or just ride my bike. I would talk to people. I would go hang out in Decatur for a couple of days. And I started to see all these subtle differences of why people where they live where they live. Mm-hmm. I started to see, you know, what people want. We always were like hoping to get empty nesters, you know, even 10 years ago, but they weren't ready. Always trying to create a product for a move down buyer. I started to see that people really are ready and they're starting to like, okay, I really do want to sell this house and get out of this 8,000 square foot house in Buckhead or Windward. So as I started looking at these locations, I started to find some common denominators that I thought were appealing. And really, walkability was a huge one. Experience driven, authenticity. People want to live in a place, you know, where they can walk to restaurants, parks, have good schools. And as I went through that process, I started to look at, well, there's subtle differences in Atlanta where you can't just take your approach in Decatur and do the same thing in Druid Hills and the same thing in Midtown. You know, you have to look at each project and just kind of start from scratch. So what we started doing was, as I kind of found these AAA locations, really kind of I would go immerse myself in the community, just hang out there for a couple of days, talk to people, and really kind of get a vision of like, who's the buyer? What do they want? You know, a lot of people do townhomes. They put the decks up in the air. They're not really that functional. I was trying to bring people back down on the ground. They all have little dogs.
Right.
And if you live in a townhome and you go up and down the stairs and try to let your little dog out, it just doesn't work.
Right.
You know? But if you got a little courtyard, it really is a lot more congruent to like your lifestyle. So as I did that, I started applying those principles to various locations. You know, Avalon's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. When I initially talked to North American Properties about the site, I mean, I knew immediately that that was a fantastic location. When you look at the demographics in Johns Creek and you look at, you know, the mixed use component that they were bringing in, you know, my intuition was I built a lot of houses up in Windward and Alpharetta for a lot of people. And I would see those people down at the beach or up in the mountains and they have these fantastic second homes. And I would talk to them. And they're like, we want to get out of our big house, but we don't want to move to Buckhead. We'll be too far away from our family, our doctors, what, you know, whatever they have. So it was pretty clear to me that they were ready. And so then my challenge was to create the environment and the product that they were ready for. And what I found is that it used to be that people were looking for kind of the same thing, but now people really want individuality. They want creativity. They want a sense of like, hey, I have an imprint on this. So when I did Avalon, I pretty much just ripped the Band-Aid off and said, hey, let's just plan this and do what we want to do. And sometimes people don't even know what they want till they see it. And, you know, what we found there is when you have a great location and when you have all the amenities of architecture and walkability and restaurants and shopping, that's just the beginning. Because if you don't have the floor plan proposition right, if you don't have the detailing right, they're still not going to buy it. So what we found in Avalon is that there's a high demand for master down. And, you know, I've built in other markets and, you know, master down is kind of underserved in Atlanta just because of the footprint requirements and things like that. But that was a great example where, you know, we're able to take a location and instead of doing a standard product and say, okay, let's just bring in our 24 by 50 three-story drive-in or townhome and do, you know, 150 of them, it really made more sense to capture an audience that is ready for something else and will pay for it. And so what I try to do is take a location that has all that potential and instead of looking at the market and saying, well, this is a $175 market, we have to design to that. That just basically puts us designing to the lowest common denominator in the market. And we're not differentiated in any way. So really what we try to do is go in there and say, okay, there's a need in this market or a want in this market, but it's just not being served. And if you do that and you go in there and capture that audience, then you have pricing power and top line revenue power. It's the opposite of like going, well, we need to be 175 a foot. What are we taking out?
Right.
We're like going, these people want this right. It's going to cost $5,000 more to do it, but we'll just raise the price. They'll pay it. They just want what they want. And really most of, and everybody in my company hates this because I will not look at a marketing study because it just messes with my head. So what I'm really trying to do is find places that the market's there, but there's no data because no one's really addressed that market. And I've done this time and time again. And when it works great because you have that ability to like deliver a great product and put everything in the house that people want and raise the price or just get compensated fairly for it. There's something else that I also started finding out what we do. And an architect friend of mine called me one day and said, oh, I saw you building a house over here and there. And he said, how's it going? I go, well, it's going fine. He goes, I think what you really need to do is create places. I mean, look at what you do. He said, we've created Avalon and that's a place now. And it's the same thing for our project on East Andrews, St. Andrews. I mean, got a sense of place. Okay. Right. It's not just a row of townhomes or, hey, let's go in there and try to be hit a certain price point. I mean, we start from scratch and design to it. And it's the challenge sometimes is the vision piece because it's hard for the consumer to see really what the end vision is. And that's not just the house, it's all the spatial relationships and the landscaping. the outdoor living areas, which, you know, outdoor spaces are just really extensions of the indoor spaces at this point in the market. So it requires us to put a lot of infrastructure and a lot of product out up front, but it seems to be working really well.
Yeah, Carol, you know, when we talk about Monty Hewitt Homes, I mean, we creating a place, a sense of place is kind of sums it up, right? I mean, because we've always known they're very location-driven. He doesn't just build in any piece of dirt. He has a different, unique way of looking at demographic data and inferring what a market's looking for from what's happening there. And then he always talks about authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't pick up on that by just listening to the last few minutes, then, I mean, that's how you explain that. So, well, gosh, Monty, we do have a couple of communities we'd love to hear a little more about while we still have a few minutes. Landon Pines is something that interests me. What's that all about?
Yeah, that project is a great location. Just a side story on that one. One of my chief strategy officer was working for somebody else, you know, 10, 11 years ago. And he started to put this condo project together. And it was like 50 units. And it took him literally 10 years to get it done. So it was just kind of a side story because he's been working on this thing forever. The market turned. He got the last couple put together. And here was a location that is, it's not walkable like a St. Andrews or on East Andrews. But it is got a broad-based appeal because it's got Sarah Smith Schools. It's very close to Buckhead. It's basically across the street from Peachtree Perez. So we really designed that product for not only empty nesters, which is a big part of our audience, but also young families and really, you know, divorced people with kids that need a place and a little more affordable. The prices are 6 to 8. We have a great amenity there. There's a pool. And the way that we designed the project is all the homes, you know, live towards an open amenity area, you know, that'll be a lawn and a pool.
Right.
And so we took the product and we'll take, you know, we want to relate the interior space to the outdoor space. So from your living room, you can walk, from your family room, you can walk into your courtyard.
Uh-huh.
And then as you go to the next, you go from that semi-private space to, you know, the public space, and it lives completely different than living in a three-story townhome where you're, you know, going up and down the stairs all day and trying to let your dog out and do all that. So it's just kind of some subtle differences on how we do it. Just a lot of times it's based on the grading and different things, and we find ways to do the product. So, you know, it's going to live great. And I was just there yesterday. It's some of the first units are being finished. I think we're decorating the model in a couple of weeks.
That's exciting. Now, what about Park at Historic Roswell? That's another new one.
Park at Historic Roswell is really along the lines of what we do. It's just walkable to Canton Street. Mm-hmm. It's on Woodstock Road, and it's a smaller community. It's 18 lots. It's the townhomes are just finishing up now. We just decorated a model, and it's the exact same proposition as in Avalon, but instead of like creating all the retail and restaurants, it's more organic, more authentic. It's already there.
Right.
So we're really just attaching, you know, a lot of times people talk about amenities. The amenities, the location. If you can just attach yourself to some existing amenities and restaurants and walkability and parks, then you're just basically weaving yourself into the existing infrastructure. And and that deal's going to, it's a smaller deal. And I'm real excited
it's
about it.
Go it's going to go fast,
I suspect it's going to go real fast.
Great area.
Yeah. No, if I had to be outside the perimeter, that's probably where I'd be in that part of the town now. So you also, we're right out of time, but you also have something new going in Loring Heights, kind of like between Buckhead and West Midtown. Something that I've heard you say, you think it might have some of the best views of anything you've done.
It has unequivocally the best views I've ever seen, not only that I've done, but notwithstanding a high rise of Atlanta. I mean, the first time I looked at the site, I was just compelled to say, okay, we've got to capitalize on these views. And we're doing a townhome project. It's going to be one of our first ventures into the contemporary, more modern townhomes. And, you know, lots of glass, capturing those views, some rooftop opportunities. Mm-hmm. And
I love that.
The location's really good because I think it'll appeal both to people in Buckhead, but also people that want to be closer to West Midtown. And I just can't wait for that one.
Oh, me too. I'll take two.
I love that area.
That sounds great. Wow, I can't imagine what you're going to do with glass windows and rooftop opportunities. That's going to be really intriguing. All right. Well, Monty, unfortunately, we're out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone need to contact you with anything, learn about any of all this great work, how do they find you?
www.monty mhomes.com.
All right. Monty Hewitt, the President and Chief Officer of Design with Monty Hewitt Homes. As always, sir, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoyed it. So did we. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, Monty Hewitt, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Signing off for now. Thank you for checking in, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.